From the Opopco Studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, I'm Owen Canfield with the Opinion Page here at the Oklahoman, joined as I am every Friday for our look at what's going on at the Capitol, joined by Mike McNutt, our Chief Capitol Bureau correspondent. And as far as I know, neither one of us has any outstanding traffic tickets or any tax liens on us, which is not the case for the Senate President Pro Tem. Rough week for Glenn Coffey this week. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about it, Mike.
Well, Senate President Pro Tem Glenn Coffey, apparently his 2006 calendar year taxes had filed for an extension in 2007, and apparently things just got away from him, he says,
right.
And didn't pay the bill. And so the IRS, as they're prone to do when people don't pay their taxes, filed a lien against his house.
Right.
In November, and it was for $28,000 in back taxes that were owed the federal government. And of course, as soon as that was filed, within a month, Senator Coffey paid it, and it's now the lien has been removed. But the question, of course, is with all the publicity in 2008 with House Speaker, then House Speaker Lance Cargill,
right.
who had to resign his Speaker position because
and other
of tax
members
problems,
of the and, legislature.
And then we found several other members, as you mentioned, but they didn't file their federal taxes or pay their property taxes, state property
right.
taxes. So you would think, especially in line of the fact that he was going to become a historic position.
That's right. First time ever to have Republican control of the state Senate.
And he knew about this for, since about last fall, they
sure.
were pretty confident they're going to win. And of course, the election
right.
in November. And that this all happened in November, and we didn't find out about it until last week.
Right. And then Julie Bisbee from the Capitol and another reporter asked him about any other issues or anything else out there and found out that he had a couple of unpaid traffic citations that he thought he, I guess, had forgotten about. There had been a glitch in the system somewhere, so he was never really, billed for it, and there was no follow-up on it, I guess you'd say. And so that was another sock in the jaw after thinking perhaps that this was behind him.
They just checked one of the Supreme Court records,
right.
which is online, available
sure.
to anybody to check, and looked at Oklahoma County District Court, and they found out they had this traffic ticket and a ticket for not paying tags for his vehicle
right.
in 2000.
Right.
And when they asked him about it, he didn't know about it, and then we checked the court clerk's office, and sure enough, they were due, but
right.
the court clerk said it was a computer glitch,
right.
and so no notice went out,
right.
But the senator then did pay.
Paid in full. But it's the damage that you do to the cause, if you will. Here's, as we said, the man who's leading the Republican Senate for the first time in history. There's no more powerful person at the Capitol on that side of mm-hmm. the aisle than Glenn Coffey, and to have this happen is a real setback for him and his caucus.
And it's one of those things that people at the Capitol kind of puzzled why, knowing he was going to take this position, be the first one, why you didn't just check to make sure all the I's dotted, T's crossed. And $28,000 is a lot of money.
It sure
more
is.
Than the average Oklahoman makes a year.
That's right.
And I think that's another thing. You can understand if it's a bill of $100
right.
or
sure.
a couple thousand dollars, but $28,000 is a big chunk of change
sure.
for most people. And you think you'd at least get that worked out.
Well, I think in the court of public opinion, the public will put up with almost anything. But when you don't pay your tax bills
yeah.
like they do, like almost all of them do, it just rings very, very poorly.
And like I said, we mentioned not only in the State House we've had that problem, but look at the federal government.
Federal government, they're all over.
You have the Treasury Department Secretary,
sure.
Senator Daschle.
Right.
It seems to be almost a contagious disease among
right.
elected officials on
right.
the state
right.
and national level.
I'll get to it later.
Not paying the taxes.
Right.
And like you say, the average person doesn't get that kind of break.
Switching gears a little bit, a couple issues. You talked about the federal government. There's federal stimulus money headed this way, as there is to every state, but it's wreaking havoc with the state budget. I guess the budget writers have decided now, let's just pretend we don't even have any federal money coming because it's such a hassle. Talk just a little bit about where that stands.
Yeah, we're about 8 weeks away from the end of session.
Right.
Which by law, legislators have to wrap up the work for the last Friday in May. So here we are, 8 weeks away, and they've sent some meetings this week between the Senate and House budget chairman. But usually they're pretty much knee-deep in the budget by this time
right.
instead of ankle-deep. So House Speaker Chris Bench said yesterday, maybe it's time we just act on the assumption that we don't have any federal money. Let's try to figure out what we're doing.
Right.
Because, you know, we talked about last week the education deadline for funding is April 1st.
April 1, right.
They won't make that, but at least maybe they can kind of, you know, give an indication to state agencies who are going to face cutbacks, because they want to give these agencies some kind of heads up how much to cut.
Right.
Then they have to come back with their budgets, and then the legislators have to kind
sure.
of work out a budget.
Right.
And the federal stimulus money is, you know, great promise for many people, although some say give it back. You don't mm-hmm. like the federal government giving this money. But $2.5 billion over the next 2 years is allocated for Oklahoma.
Speaking of federal stimulus money, there's highway-related money coming to the state, or is here, and will be, I guess, will be letting bids next week. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, the Transportation Commission will meet Monday and award contracts about $340 billion of bridge improvements, repair, and highway improvements.
Badly needed, of course. Now, you know, the legislature in the last three or four sessions has done a good job of mm-hmm. allocating more money to transportation than ever, but the backlog is in the $8, $9, $10 billion range.
Oh, yes.
So any little bit helps, right?
Exactly. And of course, this also is part of this. This is the economic stimulus part. This will put people to work.
Right.
And as well as improving the infrastructure, not only in Oklahoma, but throughout the country, our interstate system has
right.
deteriorated. You know, just look at the bridge collapse in Minneapolis a couple
right.
years
ago. Well, I mean, our system was built here in the state
50s,
for
yeah.
however many thousand cars a day, and it's yeah. far exceeded that for years and years. So,
yeah, that's a good sign. This money was set aside different than the money set aside for state budgets, so that's why they're able to go ahead and earmark this together. This was never intended to be part of Transportation Commission's budget
right.
for the fiscal year
right.
that we're approaching.
So it's bonus money in a way.
It's bonus money, and now the legislators would decide, remember last year they decided that $300 million bond issue
right.
for transportation, the first issue, $150 million, is supposed to be awarded after July 1st,
mm-hmm.
which would be more debt payments
sure.
to the states. So they're trying to see just how much would they still need that in addition to that, and
right.
how that can all work. I mean, they can postpone that until things get better economically the next 2011-2012 fiscal year, maybe.
Thanks for your time, Mike. You can read more about all these stories in The Oklahoman and, of course, here and watch them here on News OK TV.